President Trump says nothing definitive was reached in talks with Israel's prime minister on Wednesday, adding that he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue. Benjamin Netanyahu was at the White House to press President Trump for a deal that would not only halt Iran's uranium enrichment, but also cut its ballistic missile program and its support for groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah. Posting on his Truth Social account after the meeting, the president said last time Iran decided that they were better off not making a deal, they were hit with midnight hammer. That's referring to the U.S. attack on Iranian nuclear sites last June. Tehran says it will only consider negotiations around its nuclear program in exchange for relief from U.S. sanctions. Earlier on Wednesday, Netanyahu officially signed Israel onto President Trump's Board of Peace during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. So let's talk about the meeting with our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman, who was at the meeting, or was covering the meeting, excuse me, for us a little bit earlier today at the White House. Tom, it is hard to say what concretely came out of this meeting between these two men, but it appears there are still differences in how they see the strategy towards Iran.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that after a three-hour meeting, we had, you know, quite uncharacteristic statement from Mr. Trump saying nothing definitive took place. You know, there's no real outcome other than his insistence that diplomacy or the objective of trying to do a deal with the Iranians is given time. And that's what he's saying he pressed with Mr. Netanyahu. That said, you know, very clearly in that statement there, the threat of military action from the US remains hanging over this diplomacy with the Iranians. And of course, there is an aircraft carrier strike group that remains in the Arabian Sea. What Mr. Netanyahu was trying to do was pull the Americans towards that far more extensive approach to a deal that goes way beyond the nuclear issue, that would constrain the Iranians in terms of no more ballistic missile construction and giving up support for armed groups in the region.